We're hopefully going to finish Simin Reish Nun Gimel, the Siyati Deshmaya Gedola.
That's the whole Simin.
The whole Simin, which is, contains Shehi and Chazar. Now, there's more. There's Reish Nun Dal. It's not as relevant. It's not as relevant. Reish Nun Dal, Hevav, and then Reish Nun Zayin is Atzmana. Right? Shehi and Chazara. Is this? There's a little bit more coming, which is not as relevant every day, and then Reish Nun Zayin is Hatmana, which is relevant, and we're going to get there whenever we get there. Okay, so let's try to finish Reish Nun Gimel. It's very hard. I did almost my best. Can't say I did my best, but I tried hard to figure out what's going on over here. Okay, and part of it we touched on yesterday, but I didn't have a clarity in what I was. Whatever. Now I have it clearer. Let's do our best. Okay. So, I'm on Reish Nun Gimel, the first page of Reish Nun Gimel. It says, Reish Nun Gimel, hey, we did the Mechaber, we started the Rama. I'm starting from V'kol HaDvarim. Second to last line.
In the Rama.
Second to last line of the Rama on page 46, if you have a regular standard Mishnah Berurah. Why do you use this?
Because it's interesting.
Okay. I don't know why they butchered the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. V'kol HaDvarim she'asu lasos midvarim elu. All these things that you're not allowed to do in terms of cooking and heating up food on Shabbos, also lo ma'alein yidi lasos, you can't ask a guy to do it for you. Lochein, therefore, asur lo ma'alein yidi lahachem hakderai mitzdanin. If you have a pot of food that cooled off, you're not allowed to ask the guy to reheat it on Shabbos.
Good.
We have to see what we're talking about. V'im asa kein, if he did it, asa lo achlo afilu tzoni. You're not allowed to eat it, and even when it cools down, you're still not allowed to eat it. Okay. So there's two possibilities. I mapped it out in my notes. And I think we discussed this already, but let's go through it again. There's two possibilities. What is he doing to the food? That he's heating up the food. Either he's heating up a dry food in a way that you're not allowed to do. He's putting it directly on the fire. That's one possibility. There's no Shin Yud Ches Bishul problem. There's a Reish Nun Gimel Chazara problem. Or he's heating up a liquid that already cooled off entirely, and everyone basically agrees that everyone meaning Mechaber Rama, the big machlokes Mechaber Rama, which we already discussed. If we have to, we'll discuss it again. But for now, both Mechaber and the Rama agreed. If you have cold chicken soup, you're not allowed to reheat it on Shabbos. And at least according to the Mechaber, it's a discussion exactly what the Rama holds. But at least according to the Mechaber, it's an Issur Daraisa. A Bishul B'Shabbos. Bishul Achar, Bishul B'Davar Lach. So those are the two possibilities of what we're discussing over here. And then the Rama goes very stark. Not only if you can't do it, the guy can't do it. If the guy does it, you know how to eat the food. It's like, boom. Okay. And it's like confusing because you go through the Mishnah Berurah, you go through the Bi'ur Halachos, and then the Psak gets turned upside down. And then, let's see. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat on Sadi Hey, he says like this: I feel him lo yitna gabe eish akira mamash. Even if he doesn't put it directly on the fire, the shuvei mizam mishum iser chazara. There's no chazara problem. Afa pikin also mishum iser bishul. Kevan shin stan in the gamre. So he's talking about a liquid because a solid there is no bishul acha bishul. Umikamakum kasa magar from ushar achronim to be eved to be the eved yesh lahatir atarsha baofen zeh shelo hemidu ala eish mamash kiim ala tanur ma'achad yesh poskin shematir and afil yisrael that's also lechat chilim. So very interesting. So there's a very the Rama is coming out with his boxing gloves. Aser bachila, you can't eat, you can't touch it. Boom 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 boom. Now all of a sudden the Mishnah Berurah says, well, hold on, the achronim disagree. Even in the case where they heat it up a chicken soup, he says it like this. In the Chazara case, if the guy put it directly on the fire, he's saying that's still awesome. But if he didn't put it, he put it on a radiator. A radiator, you know what a radiator is? Something that warms up the room. Huh? Radiator. He puts it on a radiator. And it heats up the chicken soup. So it's no problem with Chazara, it does not look like cooking, but there's a shayla of an Issur Daraisa of Bishul Achar Bishul by a liquid. Okay, but the bishul achar bishul b'davar lach by liquid is a big machlokes rishonim. There are many rishonim who hold it doesn't exist. Just like you can reheat the chicken, the potato kugel, you can reheat the chicken soup. Happens to be that the Shulchan Aruch is machmir and says he passes like the rishonim that says nisah daraisa to heat up the chicken soup. Okay, the Rama has this compromise sheet. That's not exactly clear what the Rama himself holds. He says as long as it, Shulchan Aruch says if it goes below Yad Tzuleres Bo, to reheat it to Yad Tzuleres Bo is an Issur Daraisa. The Rama says no. As long as it's not cold, it's still a little bit warm, you can reheat it. It's not exactly clear what he holds. We'll get into in a few minutes what he holds, possibly, but not in a second. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Magen Avraham, says the Achronim, it's true. We are not Ashkenazim and not Sephardim. You are not allowed to take a chicken soup, put it on the radiator, and heat it up on Shabbos. And it's, if you're a Sephardi, it might be Nisa Daraisa. And if you're an Ashkenazi, it's probably not Nisa Daraisa, but you're not allowed to do it. Either way, you're not allowed to do it. But there are big Rishonim who say that it's Mutter. So we don't do it. But if the guy did it, we're not going to ask for the food, because there are big Rishonim who say that the Jews can do it. We happen to not possibly like them. But when it comes to the guy, we can be maker like those Rishonim, that there is no Bishul Acha Bishul, even Medav Alach. Again, we don't do it. We're not allowed to do it. But because a big Rishonim would say we can do it, b'di'evid, we're not going to ask for the food if the guy did it for us. This is by heating up a liquid. Now, that's only if he didn't put it directly on the fire. If he put it directly on the fire, at this point in the Mishnah Berurah, he's still going with the Ramah that it will be Aser. Look at the Sha'atin on the bottom. Ois, Tzadi Vav. Din Hemido Gabe Eish. If he mabish, put it on the fire, Yesh Beze Issa Kuliyama Mishum Chazara. So then it's going to be an Issa Durabbanan of Chazara. The Aser Abdi the Eved, and then the food's going to be Aser. At least at this point in the Mahalach. We'll soon see that that's going to change. When the guy does, it's still going to be Aser because he did a total Isser Durabbanan. Mashenki heating up the chicken soup. No one says you can put directly on a fire on Shabbos. That's Chazar. Nobody allows that. But to heat up a chicken soup on a radiator, the lottery shouldn't we do allow it. Lamaisa, we don't do it. We're not allowed to do it, but if the guy did it in the Eved, you're allowed to eat it. Va'av, even though the Chazar putting the food directly on the fire is only Issa Durabbanan, Eila Chalik Bazeh, so what? Since you're nana from the malacha that a guy did for you, it's awesome. Can't cause a prima gadim. Even though it's only an Issa Durabbanan, it's a double Durabbanan, we call it Shvus to Shvus. It will soon see that a Shvus to Shvus, sometimes there is room to be Mekel. But over here, in a regular case, it's still Aser, and it's Aser to be Nana. The Shad Tzion continues. There is a sheet on the Mordechai that it's Mutter, the Magen Avraham brings down. But the Mishnah Berurah is right now, at this point at least, going that if he violated an Issa Durabbanan according to everybody, you're not just like you can't eat the food if a Jew does it, you can't eat the food if a guy does it. Mashen Kane, if he heated up the chickens by the radiator, even though we don't do it, but there are big Rishon who allow it, even though we don't pass it like them, the Chatzchila with the Eved, it comes to eating the food, it would be Mutter.
Even though a Jew?
Yeah, if they put it in the radiator. I'm not talking about Goyim. I don't know. It could be even a Jew, yeah. But let's stick to Goyim for now. Yeah, because there's a Prima Gadim, which is brought down in Shin Yud Ches, who says when you have a big machlokas Rishonim, so even if we pass in L'chumra, when it comes to B'di'evet, to eating the food, the B'di'evet, you're allowed to, when it comes to eating the food, you can be Samech on those that are Matir. So it could be even if a Jew did it. But I'm not saying that officially. That's unofficial. For now, we have to get to Shin Yud Ches and see. Now, Amnam, Imlo. It's not, okay, so as of right now, if it's on the fire mamish, it's going to be Aser. That's the Prima Gadim, the Gra, and the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah. And the Sha'atin says, not like the Magen Avraham says from the Mordechai. Fine. Now, if it's directly on a fire, that is directly on a fire. Right, that's directly on a fire. If it's not directly on a fire, it's a chicken soup on the radiator, but the evidence mutter, because there are mekilim. Fine.
Hold on, wait, time out.
So now there's another thing. Right now we talk about two possibilities. The Ramah says that if the guy heated up the food for you on Shabbos, if it cooled down, it's going to be usher to eat. And Naftali wants to know, and what are we talking about? We're talking about a solid that you were over in Chazara, or a liquid and you were over in Bishul Acha Bishul B'Dav Alach. And there's a third possibility, is he did both together. He took a chicken soup liquid and put it on the fire. But we said right now, anything that you put directly on the fire is going to be... So Ramah comes out very shtak that it's all Aser. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that when it comes to Bishul Acha Bishul B'Dav Alach, since there are mekilim, even for a Jew to do it, even though we don't pass like that, but the evidence, if a guy did it, the food is mutter. Now we have a Bir Alacha. Look at the Bir Alacha, Lahachem HaKedera. Even if you have a dry thing that cooled down entirely, even though there's no bishul problem when it comes to shin yud ches, you're still not allowed to heat it up in an improper way. You need the conditions of chazara. Even though our ovens, our tanur has a din kira, like we've been discussing for 2 weeks. If it's not covered, it's going to be aser. Now, if it's chum, aser, and it doesn't matter if the potato cook was still chum. Like we said yesterday, for my son's friend, he took the cholent off his electric kirayim, electric stovetop. He wanted to put it back. If there's no black, he can't put it back. Oh, it's fully cooked, still hot. You have all the conditions. That's great. The most important condition is that the fire be covered. You don't have that one. You cannot return the cholent. Fine. And then he says, according to the Magen Avraham, you have missing other Tanai Chazara, fine. But I feel the other Asa Gamizik Yudayin Chaim. Okay. Now he's quoting the Prima Gadim. Uvesiv Katan Lamaches. Like, skip the line or two. Katan. Decay. So we discussed this yesterday. Now, we have a rule. We're not really there yet. There's an Isidur Abanan called Amir La Akum. There's an Isidur Abana. Okay, so as a general rule, you can't tell a guy to do an Isidur Raisi. You can't tell the guy to do an Isidur Abana. But when you tell a guy to do an Isidur Abana, it's already a lower level. It's a double Durabana. It's called a Shvus to Shvus. And we will learn in Simon, Shin Zayin, that when it comes to a double Durabana, there are a lot of kulas. Shvus to Shvus b'makom mitzvah, mitzvah Shvus to Shvus b'makom hefzeh, Shvus to Shvus b'makom also. There's a lot of kulas when it comes to the double Durabana. So wait a second. Here we're talking about heating up food on Shabbos. Isn't it a mitzvah to have hot food on Shabbos? Yes, a mitzvah to have hot food on Shabbos. So it's a double drabanam. So why is it? Huh? No. I don't know why not. We can't. There's no gzera.
It's two different things.
Hold on. If it was gzera, then it'll be mutter. So we can't call it gzera. Maybe you're right. There's two different things.
It can't be mutter because it's Shabbos. Look.
If it's exer, the mutter. Shus is aser, except a makom mitzvah or a makom whatever. So the question is, why does the Ramah come over here, come out fighting that you can't even eat the food with the oven? Why don't we say it's a derabanan of chazara? Amir lakim derabanan. So shus l'shvus, but makom mitzvah. I want to have half food on Shabbos. Should be mutter lechatzchila. Why is the Ramah saying you can't even eat the food with the oven? So now the Bir Halacha goes and flips the whole thing upside down, brings down for the Prima Gadim. The cave on the kaimel and the shvus is torach Shabbos shari lechatzchila. When it comes to a shvus, the shvus is torach Shabbos mutter even lechatzchila. Ube davar yavesh, if you're dealing with a davar yavesh, ein barak shvus the chazara. It's only this is the rabbanon of chazara. Efshar da meikah bazai de goy ein gorein bo. So if someone wants to rely on this, call this a shvus, the shvus b'makom mitzvah, you can't stop it. Then he skipped down four lines. He says, "And we call Malcolm nearer the Yesh Lismoch Alav the Tzarch Shabbos LaHakya Bazeh." Now he's a little bit less stark, and then he gets even less stark. V'chanal b'shem Aprima Gadim. Then he goes, "Bring a Birkei Yosef." Ubirkei Yosef matzas b'shem Echa Ben Achronim. Afilu b'davishish bo Marak LaHakel Lachem Aydei Goy Im Nitztane. Wait a second. It's true that it's only this is the Rabbanan, the Chazara, but heating up the chicken soup to a boil if it was cold, according to the Mechaber, is an Issa Daraisa. That's true. But according to many Rishonim, it's Mutter Lechatzchila for a Jew to do. We don't pass like that. So, but why should we now say if the guy did it? So it could be, not only can I tell the guy. Now this is all B'Shas Tzchak B'Makom Atzarach. It means, and the way Orcho Shabbos formulates, Orcho, he has no hot food in Shabbos, because whatever, he made a mistake, they forgot. Whatever, and the only food, it's the only way they can have hot food is to ask a guy to reheat the food in one of these ways. So he says that b'makom atzorech, that's the conclusion of the Bir Halacha, totally against the Ramah, that it would in fact be mutter to ask the guy to heat up the food. So that's for sure by a cold potato cook where it's totally an issa d'rabbanan. Maybe not by a chicken soup where it might be an issa d'oraisa. But because the Rishonim holds his mutter lechatzchila, so you can even have the guy be meko like the Rishonim will hold ein b'shalach habishal, but even b'davalach, and have the guy even heat up the chicken soup on Shabbos. Again, it's not a lechatzchila thing to do, but if a person didn't have hot food, and there is a chash of inyan to have hot food on Shabbos, hold on, and that's a dish it brings down from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish holds when the Ramah says that as long as it's not totally cold, you're allowed to reheat it on Shabbos. because the Zemachokas had to understand the Rama. The way the Chazon Ish understands Rama, and others as well, is really Rama holds Mikra Din Ein Beshalach HaBeshal B'davalach. But he threw in a Chumrah for whatever reason. But the Yisrael Advarim, he really holds like that Shita. So even though he threw in that Chumrah, but when it comes to a guy, so you could be Makeup. So when Orchos Shabbos brings this down, he brings down that it would be, he said, B'makom HaTzorech, Dahainu, he has no hot food to eat on Shabbos. Then he would be allowed to ask a goy to heat it up on Shabbos. And on the bottom he says, even if it's not gar for katum, and even if it's a liquid. Then he says, but the Chazon Ish acid. Why the Chazon Ish acid? This we mentioned yesterday, but now we have a little bit more clarity. The question is, why is Chazara Nesina Lechachila without the five conditions, why is it asr? If you hold it's asr because the Mexican Mabashal, okay. So it's a regular it's a darbana. It happens in 1 second. The guy does it. Amir Shus the Shrus, you can throw on Shus the Shus Makom Mitzvah, and it'll be Mutter. The Chazon Ish holds it's a Shema Yechata. Shema Yechata, the way the Chazon Ish understands, is not just an Isser to put it on the fire. It's an Isser every second that pot is on the fire, because Shema Yechata, Shema Yechata, Shema Yechata, Shema Yechata. So he says you can't apply the rule of Shus the Shus Makom Mitzvah, because it's not something that the guy did it and it's finished. It's not finished. As long as it's on the uncovered fire, or even if it's covered, whatever, the other condition. Even if it's not Garfu Kotum, whatever it is. No, he holds that the five conditions are there because of Shem Yechata. I don't want to get into the lumpness. If it's not Garfu Kotum, you understand. If it is Garfu Kotum, you'll say, how is it Shayach Shem Yechata? It's right. Garfu Kotum. Okay, I don't know. Maybe he's not talking about that. That could be. I don't know. Okay, so the Chazon Ish holds that even if it happened by itself, even if a monkey did it, even if he did it, right, that's why Shehiyah even before Shabbos is a problem. And it's not just a problem like I did something wrong before Shabbos. Every second that it's on there, there's a Shem Yechata. Okay, Rubin's asking a good question. Maybe that's only Shayach if it's an uncovered fire. If it's a covered fire, it's Gufa V'Ketuma, so then maybe, I don't know. Because there are still five conditions of Chazara, and the Chazon Ish, they said, I didn't go through the Chazon Ish's inside, they say he never talks about Mechzikim Avashah, only Shami Echata, by Shehiyah and by Chazara. Fine. Anyway, so you have this very stark grandma, and all of a sudden he's flipped upside down. He says, you can't tell the guy to do it, and if you do, you can't eat the food. And now it comes out of the Mishabura, and it's brought down La Loch and the Sfarim, that Peshat Satrak, a person doesn't have our food, Lechatchila, that's already. Whatever. Now he can go, because he's in a Shasat Chak situation, he can ask the guy to do it. Obviously he's allowed to eat it, and it's Shus Shus B'Makom Mitzvah, and it will be Mutra. Except for Chazon Ish, because the Chazon Ish has a special Shita that it's a Shami Yechata, and it's not a one, and you don't apply the rule Shus to Shus. Shus to Shus is when the Issa Dorban is done. You did it and it's done. Here, as long as it's on the fire, it's going to be Asa. He says, even if a monkey put it on the fire, there's still an Issa for the Jew to leave it on the fire. You got to take it off the fire. Okay, so it's like very confusing because the Ramah is stark, and then all of a sudden.
You do have to explain the Chazon Ish does explain the Ramah, because otherwise, why isn't it just a regular Shvus to Shvus to Makom Mitzvah? So what?
Say that again.
The Chazon Ish has to do something, or one in order to explain why the Ramah wouldn't have the regular Hetzer here, the Shvus to Makom Mitzvah.
Oh, you saying he's explaining the Ramah over here? That's why the Ramah is so.
He needs a Hesper, doesn't he? Isn't it just a regular Shvus to Shvus to Makom Mitzvah? Without saying pshat like the Chazon Ish.
I don't know. Maybe. I hear. I have to see the Chazon Ish inside. I don't know. Now, if the food is not yet cold, it's still somewhat warm, and then the guy heats it up even more. In Lo Nitzdani Kakach, I'm back in the Ramah. Shadayin Ruim, you can still eat the food, it's still warm. If the guy heats it up even more, so then it'll be Mutter Le'echol, because he didn't really make such a big change in the food. Lachain, no, okay. So here's another whopper, which I don't fully understand, but. Let's see. Lachay noagim shagoyim motzim akdeis menat tanurim shemaminim behem umoshim yosan itzal tanur beitzacharav ola. What did the guy do? The guy takes the food out of the oven Shabbos morning. He does it early in the morning. I guess the oven's not so hot anymore. Whatever it is, the oven's not hot anymore. He doesn't want the food to get cold, so he goes to put it on the radiator. But the radiator didn't turn on yet because it didn't get cold yet. Whatever, I don't know. Whatever reason, the radiator's off. So he puts it on the radiator, and then they go turn on the radiator because it's cold out, and they want to heat up the house. And when you're heating up the house, Mamela, because the chillant is on the radiator, so the chillant also gets heated up because you heated up the house. Now, we're going to learn that Isser the Amir Lakum is not relevant, is not shayach to cholim, and the Gemara says Hakol cholim when it comes to cold, everyone's a chola. So lechatzchila, you're allowed to ask a guy to turn on the heat for you on Shabbos if it's freezing cold, mamish freezing cold. So here the guy is turning on the heat beheter, and then what's happening at the same time is the food is getting heated up. So what's the status of that? So umav eretz hashivcha achakach hatanur, and then the shivcha goes and turns on the radiator. Va'idei zek there's chozim in yitachim, and now the food gets heated up. Now there's a Mishnah in Beitza that says if someone puts down a kedera food, and then someone has the fire, even the first guy is over in Issa Rabbanan. So a Jew can't put something on the fire that's off, and then the guy comes and turns it on and say the guy did it. Whether the guy was or was not allowed to do it is not relevant. The Jew himself is violating Issa Rabbanan by putting something in a place where it will become hot now because a guy is going to come turn that on. But the guy is doing everything. The guy is putting it on the cold radiator, and then the guy is heating up the house, and then b'meila, the food is getting heated up. So what's the story with that? So this is actually a famous sugya. Is Amir la'akum relevant by a psik ratio? Usually we have a rule, we have something called the davar shein miskavim. I do this, one thing, and then something else happens, which is usher, but I wasn't miskavim for that. So if it wasn't necessarily going to happen, davar shein miskavim, v'asim mutter. If it's for sure going to happen, it's called psik ratio. Psik ratio is usher. So the question is, what about psik ratio by a guy? Here the guy is kavana. The assumption is the guy's kavana to heat up the house, and then psik ratio, automatically what happens is that the food gets heated up. But the guy's kavana was not to heat up the food. If the guy's kavana to heat up the food, so then it's the same discussion we just had. Here the guy's kavana to heat up the house, and then mamela, the food gets heated up. So look at the Mishnah Berurah Katan Tzadi Tes. Second, third line. When the guy turns on the oven later, the iker kavana of the guy is to heat up the house, and that's mutter, as we'll see in Reishon above. The lo lechem etatavshim, not to heat up the food. The abdav etzikreisha legabe etatavshim. Even though it's a psikreisha, for sure the food's going to get heated up. She's chaimim emela become makom. Ba'mir lag akum dav eshvus, which is nisidur abanan, a low level nisidur abanan. In that, the less bo ma'isa. There's no action on your part. You just told the guy to do it. Lo machmarin and kulehai b'shari ab epsikreisha. So I'm having a little hard time understanding. Like before, I tell you what I don't understand. They learn from this Rama that there's no problem of telling a guy to do something with his psik ratio. The problem is, we just learned last week, also in Reish Nun Gimel, that if your pot is touching the coals, it's a problem to have even the guy pick up the pot on Shabbos, where for sure the coals are going to move, and some coals are going to be ignited, and some are going to be extinguished, and it's a psik ratio, for sure it's going to happen. It's a very big problem. And the Mishnah Berurah over there at the very end of Reish Nun Gimel Aleph told us, the Ashem is carrying the Zeh, it's a psik ratio over there by the coals. The Afila day go yesh mach mirim a Zeh. I am a mugging around, Velia Rabba. We come up from near the Tzorech Shabbos, yesh this machadas a mekir the Mahadei Goy. So he's not really so excited to be Mako. We can be so mech lekula, but ma b'shas adchak.
Is that Nesad Yerayshah?
On the Mekilim. Hold on one second. Yeah, for sure it's Nesad
Yerayshah.
Yeah, it's even better. Yeah, in Achinami. Yeah, that's what I don't understand. Hold on, before I get there. And then in the Shara Tzion, on the bottom over there, at the end of Sif Aleph, on Ois Mem Gimel, he says, over there by the coals, I don't care what happens to the coals, I'm finished with them. I'm taking out the cholins. Oh, the coals are done. I don't care if they're extinguished, I don't care if they're ignited, I don't care what happens to them. So it's a psikration of Lonicha. Psikration of Lonicha is a low-level psikration. Over here, the food's getting heated up. I want the food to get heated up. It's a high-level psikration. It's a psikration of the Nichole. On the other hand, there you're dealing with Issa Rabbanan. Here, I mean, what are you dealing with here? What's Issa D'Oraisa? You're not dealing with Issa D'Oraisa at all. In fact, the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah and the Bria Halacha was already that the Chatzchila can have the guy heat up his food on Shabbos. B'shas Adchak, if necessary. So, I don't know. There's a bunch of other Marmakomas all over the Mishnah Berurah that go back and forth discussing this concept of psik ratio by Amir al-Akam. where Shmuel Shabbos talks about a person left a light on in the fridge. I have a Kabbalah from that, so I'm supposed to tell everybody to take out the light from the fridge. You don't need a light, not on Shabbos, not on Friday, not on Tuesday, not on Sunday, not on Monday. Fine. But if someone didn't do that, and they left the light on the fridge, and they forgot to tape up the light, or they forgot to unscrew the bulb, can you ask a guy to open the fridge for you? So if you say Psik Reisha is Mutter, so Psik Reisha is Mutter by Amir La'akum. Now, Rosh Hashanah is a separate cheshbon, the maid is not called psikreisha because it's made to happen like that. It's not like a separate thing. That's the way the whole fridge is made. There's a button right over there that you open the door, the light goes on, he doesn't think it's a psikreisha. So, it's worse than a psikreisha. It's like turning on the light switch. You can't say, I turned the switch, I moved the switch and the light went on. That's what he wants. But not everyone agrees with that. Fine. Anyway, so there's a big discussion. So Shmuel Shabbos is makel by psikreisha by guy, even psikreisha the nichalei. Again, by the fridge, he has a whole Jewish b'chakir over there if it's relevant. But this is like the source of psikreisha by a guy is mutter. But I don't even know what you're doing wrong because according to the Ramah l'shitasa. But it's fine. It's not necessarily this is the raisa. And if you hold that the Ramah holds that even davar lach is not the raisa, so it's mechalma the raisa here. So maybe you could say Psik Reisha by the Rabbanon is Mutter. But how could you learn out from here Psik Reisha by the Rabbanon? I don't know. But this is one of the big Marmakomos. It's a big Sugya. Ayin Sham. We got to finish up this Siman. About Imek Deres Adayin Chamin, if the pots are still hot, Mutter Lamidan Eitzel Tanur Beitzachor, if you could put it next to the radiator, Neachash and Nizbat Tzanur Shalom Yesham Dinkira. Because as a dinkira, anyway, usmicha bakir shen grufa. Even though it's not grufa k'tuma, you didn't put it on, you didn't put it in, you put it next to it, and next to it's going to be mutter kedin grufa k'tuma. Even though that's not so poshut, ukvenes bar shenogul haka bechazar b'shabbes afil nicha gabekarka. Now he's going back to the Ran who says that if you took the pot off the fire leil Shabbos, then you don't have to worry about it until achzel. You don't have to worry about putting it on the ground. Nechatzchila, we don't rely on that Ran. B'shas tzchak, they do mitzarev the Ran. The Ramah says that that wasn't minhag. The Ramah says that wasn't minhag. Contemporary poskim don't like it. Certainly not nechatzchila. There's no shin yud ches bishul problem, so it's not in the oven, it's not on the oven, it's something called samach to the oven, and that would be okay.